This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
It's a momentous day for America, for the United States Constitution, and for the fair and impartial rule of law.
That, of course, the voice of President Donald Trump at a White House swearing-in ceremony as Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, short minutes later, became Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, despite objections from Senate Democrats as well as one Republican holdout. Earlier, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer made clear the Democrats' objections to the process.
Republican majority is lighting its credibility on fire. This hypocritical 180-degree turn is spectacularly obvious.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the confirmation vote.
Amy Coney Barrett was sworn in last night by Justice Clarence Thomas at the White House, with President Trump presiding.
The legacy of our ancestors falls to you.
The 48-year-old jurist expressing her gratitude for a lifetime appointment, vowing to remain impartial and independent.
Not only from Congress and the president, but also from the private beliefs that might otherwise move her.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says his caucus voted against Barrett because her prior words suggest a strong conservative bent on issues like abortion and the Affordable Care Act.
Generations yet unborn will suffer the consequences of this nomination.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Tens of thousands of protesters marched through the Bangladesh capital on Tuesday, calling for a boycott of French products and burning of effigy of President Emmanuel Macron after he defended cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Police estimated more than 40,000 people took part in the march. This